The wife knew her name, though would, like everyone else here, struggle with its hard consonants. But the husband offered no suggestion that he did. Hello and goodbye had been the full extent of their communications since her work here had begun a full year previously. Right now, she picked up the clothes that had been discarded pre-coitally the night before on the bedroom carpet, disposed of the used prophylactic, and focused on the post-coital bed once she, the other woman, had at last got up to join the husband downstairs in the kitchen. More traces of the previous night's indiscretion were then dutifully wiped clean, the bed stripped, the sheets bundled into the washing machine, which she set to 60 degrees before pressing start. She cleaned the ensuite, the shower stall, and scrubbed the toilet bowl, which bore evidence of repeated use and little care and attention on the days she didn't come to clean. She hung his crumpled suit jacket back in the wardrobe and liberated the clothes dryer of its smalls, his and his absent wife's, replacing them gently, respectfully even, in their appropriate drawers, his and hers on either side of the matrimonial bed. The photograph of the both of them on their wedding day, confetti in their hair, sat in its usual position on the chest of drawers. She dusted it now, as she always did. Working from the top of the house to the bottom, opening windows under the eaves in the attic and disturbing the dust, which took to the air and danced in a column of sunlight, she used Sif and Harpic, Domestos and Windoline, her rubber gloves slick with chemicals, her fingers inside clammy with sweat. Often she was down on her hands and knees because he liked the carpet beneath the bed swept, the floorboards underneath the sofa too. Here she found balls of fluff, probably the cat's, and curling sweet wrappers. She found odd socks, a random shoe whose low-heeled counterpart, she presumed, was secreted elsewhere in the house, but not yet stumbled across. A bra? The wife's? Or the other woman's? If the bathroom had been reliably messy, the kitchen was worse. The kitchen was always worse. Woks and frying pans meant grease splattered north, east, south and west. The cupboards alongside the hob, the dust-encrusted extractor fan above. Mr. Muscle kitchen cleaner, and lots of it. Plates were...